welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. Today on the show, we're talking about India's air pollution emergency and asking why we the people are not more agitated about it. Because it's not just a Delhi problem, remember, it's an all India problem. 14 of the world's top 20 most polluted cities are right here in India. From Kanpur to Delhi to Patna, Varanasi and even Srinagar is on this list. Now, air pollution causes respiratory illnesses, heart disease, cancer. In fact, the World Health Organization is releasing a report tomorrow, which is on the eve of their first ever conference on air pollution. And this will detail the devastating impact air pollution is having on the health of children. Some of its major findings are that air pollution accounts for almost 1 in 10 deaths of children under the age of 5, and that it's stunting the brain development of children and leaving them at risk of chronic diseases. But yet I find that people are not angry or agitated enough about this. It's not an election issue. Some people were even happy with the Supreme Court order on firecrackers as there was no complete ban. So they're very happy to be able to burst firecrackers come Diwali. Only political will, remember, is something that can fix this problem, and politicians will only pay attention to this problem if the people are angry, like they did in China. It caused a major policy change because people were very angry. It was an issue that was raised a lot. Well, I'd like to start with Saurabh Bhaseen as a parent and as somebody who actually, and along with Harpreet, of course, but as a parent who actually took up this issue. You put a petition in the Supreme Court on the behalf of your children asking for the right to clean air, that it's a fundamental right, and also asking for firecrackers to be banned. That was a small part of it, though that gets the major attention. But it was asking for, the right to clean air. So with now this WHO report coming out, which actually talks about the impact air pollution is having on our children, how does that make you feel? It's an issue you raised in 2015. It's still something that's being discussed in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's as disturbing to me today as it was 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, we had to finally take the step 4 years ago to try and go to court to try and get something out of this to be done. But frankly, the lack of awareness, the lack of people rising up to talk about this issue is something that has constantly frustrated me. I mean, it's increasing, so that's extremely helpful. And I think shows like this and others over the years have helped raise that awareness. But we are nowhere near the wave that we need of people to come up to vote on this issue that I've maintained for so long. I said it last year that I will vote for anybody who promises to clean this air up. And I think it's such a massive issue. It's our children, it's our parents, it's our grandparents, it's us. It's a massive public health issue that we need to address, and it's extremely frustrating.
Do you find the government often is very skeptical about these international reports? Let's see what they'll say tomorrow when the WHO report comes out, which actually talks about how 90% of the world's children are breathing toxic air. It's stunting their brains. I mean, the findings are just frightening.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've talked about this for a while now. There is enough and more evidence out there which says that there is irreversible harm to children that occurs. So once they've inhaled these particulate matters, it's not coming out. It's going to linger. It's going to cause massive public health issues for us going forward. And it is incumbent upon each one of us to take this up and fix it. And it's citizens can do as much as we can, but we maintained always that the government has to pick it up and fix it because it's a macro level issue. And they can't shirk it. They've been shirking it for the last 4 years so far. It's a massive football game happening between the state
Absolutely.
Government and center. And like you said, and I'm glad this year it's become an issue of not just Delhi. It's a pan-India issue, and we've been maintaining it. Our petition when we filed it was not limited to Delhi. It is a pan-India issue. We need better fuel. We need more enforcement on our existing non-building construction has to be enforced. We need more buses. That's a Delhi issue, but equally applicable to other cities
sure.
as well. We need governments to stand up and say, we will fix this, as opposed to simply saying, I get constantly asked, when I put the question to a government representative, what should we do? It's not my job to tell you what to do. It's your job to tell me how you're going to fix it.
And then you have to show political will. Harpreet, about the Supreme Court order on firecrackers. So they said only firecrackers with low emission, green crackers is what many of us are called, many of the
That's
news channels
right.
are calling it. And it seems, I mean, I remember your husband at that time, he gave an interview to us and he said this basically means no firecrackers allowed because no firecrackers actually meet this these norms that the Supreme Court has said. But do you think we're going to... The impact on the ground, there's still a lot of confusion regarding the Supreme Court order.
Well, let me point out one thing. One of the Firecracker Manufacturers Association have moved a modification
yes.
application in the Supreme Court where they've pretty much admitted that the present order bans 99% of their firecrackers. So I think all the people in the industry are aware that their products do not meet with the standards required and they are not low emission or green crackers, number one. Number two, the Supreme Court's verdict was based on a central government affidavit where central government, in consultation with NIRI and CPCB, had said there is a possibility to come up with clean crackers and with green crackers. So it was based on the central government's affidavit that this order was passed. And in effect, it is a complete ban for the present because there are no such thing as green crackers which exist on date. But as far as enforcement is concerned, we're all looking to the Delhi police because the Delhi government...
The SHO is the one...
Yes, so Delhi government washes its hands off the issue and says police is not in our control, right? So then we go back to the central government and they have to enforce it because the police is under their control. I think all citizens in Delhi have a big problem. Delhi government does not take responsibility. Central government is too busy doing other things. As a citizen, I just feel there's a total lack of political will. What I want both the Delhi government and the central government to do is to be accountable to us. I want them to tell us what they have done in the last 3 years. And I'm not talking of those gimmicky Vayu machines which have been placed around.
Yes.
Number one, we have no idea whether, you know, it's a certified machine at all. Number two, I don't know. Did they follow a tender process before Vayu was produced and put on our road corners? Number three, you cannot clean air by putting air purifiers in open spaces. It only deals with a very limited, you know, very short 10 meters or so, it will clean the air. It is not a solution. We want the government to attack pollution at its source. So we don't want this gimmick. And we need central government and state government to say, okay, in the last 3 years, these are the concrete steps we have taken to address pollution at source. But that's totally lacking. There's silence.
Right. Akshay Marathe, what would you say to that? Why hasn't the AAP done more on pollution? Yes, we saw the Chief Minister speaking on it a lot and various promises were made about buses, etc., etc., but and vacuuming of the roads and reducing dust, but we've really not seen any impact.
I think holding AAP accountable for this Delhi problem and this North Indian problem is kind of misdirected.
Because this is what Hadri was saying, this
sorry,
passing of the buck.
Let me finish. I'm sure you'll get a chance to speak. I'm sure you'll get a chance to speak. Hold on.
A tsunami has hit your city and you're not responsible and accountable.
And again, we don't want this to
urge
just be a Delhi issue.
Please, please
the capital
request
we can't
to allow
control,
me to speak
then,
first.
You know, what do we say about the rest of the country? Kanpur is the worst affected city.
What are you responsible for? You're not responsible for Delhi. Please tell us.
Okay, if this is going to be a fighting match, I would have gone to Times now.
It's not a fighting match. We've been doing this for 3 years, Akshay. You're saying the same thing for 3 years. We're stuck in the same public health emergency year after year after year where you say, I have no role in this. And I'm sorry, you have a central focal role in this. You are the leadership of this city and we are seeing no leadership. We are showing no accountability. We are seeing no plan. You're just trying to shift the blame to a regional problem. You have, I would say, greater than 80% of the pollution, the sources are local. Why don't you go after the local sources of pollution? Why are you just sitting with your arms crossed? I don't get it.
Okay. I hope this doesn't
all
happen
right, go
again.
Go ahead, Akshay. Now tell us
where
what
if you
is
ask
the
a question
Aam
to someone, you should allow them to
this.
First make an opening statement and then you can, of course, throw it open for everyone. So let me get back to what I was saying. We have a problem where Delhi has various authorities, whether it's Delhi government, MCD, then there's a central government, and then you have a unique problem where you have Faridabad, Gurgaon, Ghaziabad, which are ruled by different state governments. So when Delhi takes any action in isolation, it's not going to fix Delhi's problem. Why is it that we are having this debate on NDTV now? Why is it that all
but
of us are...
We've been debating this for a long
let me,
time.
Let me...
Same
okay.
debate. 3 years.
Let me,
every
let
year.
Him answer,
thank you,
yeah.
But let me finish. All I'm saying is the reason that we all have this debate now is because there is a serious spike in air pollution in the month of October. And let's not be science deniers. The reason there is a serious spike in air pollution in this month is because of the serious amount of crop burning in Haryana and Punjab, which is run by the BJP, which is run by the Congress. Delhi does not have...
Well, Delhi has bad air quality through the year.
I fully acknowledge.
And the paddy burning problem is a 2 to 3 week problem at most. So
what about the other
330 days?
You know, if this was
Akshay,
going to be Republican
what
Times
going to
now,
do about
then
that?
No,
this
well,
is
go,
very
go ahead, please. Let him make his point. Yeah, then I'll just come to you.
Yeah, I understand you're angry. I'm also angry. We all have this. Are facing the same problem. But let me again clarify that if this is the most serious issue in October, it's because it coincides with the crop burning in Punjab and Haryana. This is not at all to deny the fact that there is localized pollution. But is anyone suggesting
so what about
that
the
in October
steps that you could have taken? Why hasn't the government taken more steps within? To sort of protect
I'm coming to that. Number one, what we've done is that we have shut down the Badarpur thermal power plant. Although it is under the Grid Response Action Plan, what we've also done is now we're converting the entire thermal power plant into an eco park. So there was 250 metric tons of fly ash lying there, which was creating huge amounts of pollution, even as the IIT Kanpur report had pointed out. That will no longer happen in Delhi from now onwards. Number two, what we did is in September this year, we launched a massive tree plantation drive. And I know that there is a problem with tree plantation drives that trees usually don't survive. But this time, because of that, we involved the people. We involved people like those in this room from colleges, from schools, from government, private schools, the MLAs of Delhi, the elected representatives of Delhi, all of them came together. It was not a gimmick, because people, when they do the planting themselves,
The
great response action plan and any kind of emergency measures is not going to solve this problem. We are looking at a more long-term solution, which is to expand our public transport system. Our buses order was stuck in litigation.
We spoke about this three years ago.
You know, this is very difficult.
We're still talking about it.
I understand. So let me finish my answer, then you can speak for as long as you like. Thank you. So we had placed an order for 1,000 buses last year. For a year, it was stuck in litigation. But you have reported yourself that last month, the High Court has finally allowed the Delhi government to order 1,000 new buses. We're in the process of procuring 1,000 new electric buses. Number three, on public transport, what we have done is in November, this will be launched, where for the first time in a decade, we have managed to figure out route rationalization, where for the first time, Delhiites will be able to actually use their buses on the routes that they really need them for, instead of using the routes that have been in place for several decades without any
change.
All right,
so again, like more promises, and let's hope and we'll hold you accountable to this. But yes, Jayadhar, what he's saying is correct in a sense that Delhi is in the middle of these various states, various authorities, and it gets very difficult because there are many external factors that contribute to Delhi's pollution from industries in Gurugram, in Haryana, from crop burning in Punjab, Rajasthan, and industries in Noida as well. So yes, to a certain extent, what he's saying is correct. But of course, at the same time, we have to look at this as an all-India problem. Across the north, we're seeing bad air right now.
See, firstly, we need to understand air. So since I was a child, I've been told that I am what I eat. And compared to, there are only three raw materials we put in our body, food, water, and air. Food and water combined, we consume about 8 to 10 liters. Air, we consume 12,000 liters in a day, okay? So we are not what we eat, we are what we breathe. Our problem is PM2.5, which is a carcinogen, which cannot be solved by planting trees, because plants have no effect on PM2.5. And our children and us and our parents are smoking 2,300 cigarettes a year. From a newborn child to a senior citizen is smoking 2,300 cigarettes a year by living, breathing in Delhi.
We're running a graphic which is from an app which shows how many cigarettes you're smoking in a particular city, and you'll be shocked that in Chennai it's like 7 cigarettes, in Chandigarh as well it's over 5 cigarettes, in Kolkata as well,
this is taking away
6 to 7 cigarettes a day.
Yes, this is a carcinogen that is constantly through the air entering our body, our lungs. From the lungs it's going to our blood, from the blood it's going everywhere in the body, okay? The damage, a lot of it is irreparable, and it's taking away days of our life. Okay, the kind of air we had today. I was at India Gate at 7 o'clock in the morning. The PM level was 550, and there were thousands of people out enjoying the winter morning.
Many times, just, what is considered healthy.
Yeah, I mean there is a health advisory not to be active. This is the problem I have. As a city and as a nation, we're in denial. And we're getting all these mixed messages. We're running the Airtel half marathon. Then we're going into no activity for 10 days. Then we're saying, we're okay. It's okay to burst fireworks. And I mean, it's this. Then the schools will get shut. You can count on that next week. You'll have odd and even and other things happening. We are focusing so much on crap, which is a reaction.
Business as usual. We can't have our marathons also happening. We can't treat this like an emergency, a health emergency.
It's all conflicting for a common man. Like, what the hell's going on? One side I'm seeing emergency, one side I'm seeing, fireworks are okay. Add more poison to the air. Airtel marathon is okay. No activity for 10 days. What's going on here? What's going on in our city and nation? It's all these mixed messages. And as a layman, this is all very confusing, because I'm not seeing signs of an emergency.
How do we get that?
Even our leadership of the city is saying there's no emergency.
Political will is required. How do you think we can get that political will? How do we you know, pressurize the government.
I think we as citizens need to step out onto the streets and shut the city down. If the government won't do it, I mean, we are sending our children to schools every day. I'm working on getting my children out of this city and out of this country. If that's what, you know, we are looking at a brain drain situation. We're looking at a situation where people don't want to travel to our country anymore.
Yes, I agree. I know many people who've got business problems to Delhi. I know many people who've actually left the city for the sake of their children's health. And I know many people who are going to leave the city in the next coming days because of Diwali, because of the crackers, because we know that people are just going to go ahead and burst crackers. We've interviewed, NDTV interviewed so many people on the streets just after that, verdict came in. And they were so happy. They're like, yeah, Supreme Court has allowed some amount of cracker burning. And I'm just thinking, so Mr. Desh Ratan, why does this become a Hindu issue, as if, like, you know, all of us are saying something anti-Hindu when you say don't burst crackers, because just it's unnecessary. Don't have to bring religion into this. And we see that happening year after year.
And Gargi, let's call a spade a spade. What's going to happen this Diwali? People are going to indulge because it's the Hindu thing to do and it's the traditional thing to do.
There's tradition only for a few decades.
There's thousands of crores of, you know, the old fire crackers that are in the supply chain and that have been produced that are going to get utilized. This green stuff.
I don't
know
how much the SHOs are going to do when we all complain about it.
There's
no SHO
that can certify on the spot whether it's a green cracker or not.
There are no green crackers in India, so any cracker is not a cracker. For the next year or two,
we're still going to suffer.
Let Mr. Nigam, yes,
see, traditions take a lot of time to settle in, and they also take a lot of time to go out also. We all know that. And once it has become a part of a culture, it does become slightly difficult to root them out. And since it's become a part of Diwali, and especially for children.
And I think that needs to be emphasized more. It was not originally a part of Diwali. It's something that's just become a practice in the last few decades.
And therefore, a Supreme Court, you know, suddenly cannot ban a tradition. They tried to balance the tradition with reduction of pollution. So they talked of green crackers, low emission crackers, but they also said it is, if you read the judgment, they very clearly said it is a prima facie conclusion, not a conclusive determination by us. Therefore, they have left it open for the future to take further steps. So we all know, as a matter of fact, that apart from crackers, the vehicular pollution, this is the only country where you dig up a place and leave it like that. The government agencies do it, and you find dust all over the place. No policy for covering it up. So we need to have a coordinated approach out here, and at the same time, you know, how to reduce the pollution. You can't suddenly ban it. I am concerned about you, equally concerned what you have said. But at the same time, you know, every individual is bursting, say, about a 500 rupees amount of crackers. Now, if the whole apartment does community bursting.
The Supreme Court did talk about community bursting, but bursting the point is there are no green crackers. Only green crackers can be used in this country. I'll tell you more.
If this order had come somewhere in January, you know, it would have been easy to implement it and things would have been much better. It has come too late. So difficulty in implementation would be a big problem. I'm telling you, basically, the Supreme Court has banned crackers.
That's the way I see it. I mean, we're waiting for more, I think,
and especially,
it doesn't matter how you and I see it. There's thousands of crores of crackers in the supply chain.
Another issue is the 8 to 10 time. You know, our festivals are based on Mahurat, the Puja Mahurat. You know, that is the time. And I'm not very sure
but
what
after
is the sign.
Light the diyas. That's what Diwali is about. Diya lighting.
See,
and,
we all know what Diwali is. But how we celebrate today that we are worried about.
But can I just say
one thing? So that is the issue. 8 to 10 times that they have fixed. How they have fixed, what is the rationale behind it, I have not been able to understand.
And it's not just for Diwali, for Christmas, for New Year's as well. They put a time limit.
One of the points that I want to make is that I don't hear any of our religious leaders coming out and saying that people should not do this even from a religious perspective.
I agree with you.
It is constantly justified that, oh, this is not, you know, we're still allowed to do it. It's part of a tradition. It is incumbent on our religious leaders to step up and say we need to change it. Nobody does it.
And
they stand around and say it's our tradition.
And change our tradition.
My point is, Mr. Nigam, that
crackers are not necessary. Yes, we must reduce the number of cars as well. But right now, we still need cars to get from A to Z or wherever, you know, from our home to work.
Government of India.
We need to use our ACs as well. Yes, we know they also generate a fair amount of pollution, etc. But crackers are absolutely unnecessary.
We need to have life lifestyle
don't
changes.
You agree crack lifestyle is what life, do you people think lifestyle is necessary
Gargi what I'm saying is we need lifestyle changes as well that's very important apart from strict implementation of laws
we need political will is what we need yes, you and that, I all of us are in agreement
that citizen will as well Gargi I don't want to just leave it on the politicians because the politicians will only react when it becomes a vote bank issue
see government of India
the citizens so, have to send a
you
clear
think you have
message.
To rise up and make this more
I'm saying very clearly and I want everybody in this room to say no SAS no vote Ray, 1, 2, 3 no SAS no vote that's it I mean Not that election coming up.
Just 10 seconds.
All right, then
after that, you may take over. The government of India has filed an affidavit in Supreme Court on the basis of which this order was. They also have come out with Harit Diwali and Swasth Diwali campaign also. It's not that the government is not concerned about it.
The time for campaigns is over.
No,
we
it is awareness. Let me tell you, end of the day, what the gentleman is saying. What this gentleman is saying.
Emergency. There's no time for these soft messages.
What my co-panelist is saying.
They have come late, but the government was still aware. Correct. They could have passed the very same order 3 months back. What stopped them?
See,
what stopped the government from doing 4 months back?
The central government or the state government as well.
They don't want to do it because
it is about awareness.
And this is for the whole of India.
Why wait for the whole of India? Why wait for Supreme Court?
Jaidar had read very important point. It is about awareness of the people. It is about self-restraint and self-control. See, howsoever laws you may have it, unless and until the people want to implement it, the awareness comes from within. None of the law works. Look at the Western countries. It is the people's awareness itself. You know, it's a beginning. It's a It's a very good beginning. We are going in the right direction.
But again, the time for beginnings is over. Now we need drastic measures. Dr. Sibyl, you must be seeing year after year the kind of problems people come to you with, the elderly, the young, and, you know, the children. It's just terrible. And tomorrow the WHO report is going to tell us even more about the, you know, absolutely terrible impact this is having on our children.
You know, clean air was a given. Ask any grandparents, did they ever worry about the air that they were breathing? It's so sad that we actually have to start talking about our right to breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, tell a pregnant lady today, the air that she's inhaling is going to have an impact on the unborn child. When the child starts to breathe, what is the child breathing in? The airways of the children are smaller. You know, when you look at the body as a whole, so the response to any pollutant, any irritant is more severe and their symptoms are more pronounced. We know that this will have a long-term impact, not just on their lungs, but on so many other organ systems. We are concerned about cancer, we are concerned about cognitive development, we are concerned about brain development. You know, the concerns are huge. Out of the 8 panelists here, 4 are coughing. I've had 8 families tell me in the last few days that they are leaving on the 4th or the 5th of November away. Imagine celebrating Diwali out of Delhi, away from your extended family, from
not
your parents,
your
grandparents,
house.
Cousins. It's
and these
celebration
are people
time.
Who can afford to leave.
What about people who can't? What really worries us as doctors and what really worries us is that year on year we have the same debate. And I want to actually ask everyone here, how many people know what is the air quality index? What does it mean? Honestly, how many people here know what is AQI?
Or how you have to measure it to see,
right?
You know.
So nobody knows. Now what happens is that come October, everybody gets excited because in every paper you see AQI 300, AQI 400, AQI 381. So everybody knows 300 ke upar there's some problem. What is normal? Normal is 0 to 50. 51
right,
to 100 is
so
okay.
Can you imagine?
101 to 200 is not okay. It's moderate pollution. Then as you go up, 200 to 300 is poor, 301 to 4 is very poor, and above that is very severe. So we wake up when it is very poor. But tell me, as Jaidar says, this is a problem 365 days of the year. This is not a problem that starts in September, gets worse in October, November. It's because it's very obvious. It's very obvious. That's why we start to react. We don't react because we can't see the impact. And another thing that we don't realize is, no population has been consistently, month after month, year after year, been exposed to these levels of pollution. What that will do to the health of individuals, with this cumulative exposure, no study is going to be able to tell us, because such a study has not been conducted. Nobody has been exposed to this kind of pollution year on year. It is really, really
sad. Does it frustrate you that, you know, we outrage about so many things as Indians? There's always something offending us, something, you know, we get outraged about. But this is the issue we should be outraging about the most.
And the thing is, you need to fix it for the year. You don't have to sort of realize in September that it's a problem. It's a problem for most of the year. Beijing had a problem. Guess what is the AQ of Beijing for the month of October? It's 81. They were the most polluted city in the world. They fixed it.
Because the public was extremely agitated about it. Also because internationally it's a shameful thing to have your capital so polluted.
What is the AQI of Delhi for today? It's between 315 to 420 in different parts of Delhi. And I'm just talking about Delhi. I'm not talking about the rest of the country. So look at that. The most polluted city in the world consistently comes to less than 100, and we are still debating. I mean, it's really sad that we are letting time pass. I want to ask each one of us as responsible citizens, what should we say to a four-year-old who's coughing, who's on an inhaler, who just can't go out?
Inhalers have become part and parcel. Nebulizers have become part and parcel of children in Delhi.
And the time that the kids should be going out into the open and playing, October, November, December, January, Feb, when you know it's not hot, we tell them stay indoors, you can't run, you can't play. I think it's really sad. We all of us need to wake up.
All right, and again, really need to work together. We'll come to a political will and we'll come to you. But first, you know, Vivek, it's been an incredible journey, I have to say. I remember a CSC press conference 5 years ago. I've been covering this issue for, I think, a decade now. And I remember at that time, Sunita Narayan spoke about, you know, we have to take emergency measures in Delhi. We'll have to shut down schools. We'll have to limit cars. And at that time, I remember, you know, wondering to myself, are we ever going to see something like that? Because it was never an issue. My stories used to be like the last on the rundown because that was the importance given to air pollution or these sort of stories. But now, in the last 3 years, we've seen a massive change, a lot of, awareness about it, but clearly not enough since nobody knew what AQI is. So what more do you think needs to be done? Political will is what we're talking about, but some feel that public, you know, pressure is also something that we need to bring.
Definitely, public pressure has to be there. The problem with air pollution is like it's a silent killer. Most of the people don't even realize that they are dying or they are suffering because of air pollution. And most of the deaths happen, diagnosis doesn't happen, and no doctor prescribes that this person has died because
of air
pollution.
Exactly, it's not like it's on the death certificate.
Yeah.
So, and this is a problem, then the government always questions, we know we can't say so deaths
and
have been caused.
When the city, like Delhi or any other city, Kanpur, Ghaziabad or any other city, Patna, Gaya, Kolkata, I am not leaving out any city. Hardly there are any city in India which is clean.
Even Chennai.
Only few cities in Kerala and in Assam, you can say, have clean air. We have 4,000 plus cities. None of the cities are clean. So
and
it's
in fact, we're not monitoring air pollution in all our
air
cities
pollution.
Enough,
we are
it?
Not even monitoring the air pollution. So we don't know and we are not acting. Even if we see the source of pollution, the authorities know that it is causing the trouble, but they will not act unless until there is some direction by the Supreme Court or the High Court or the NGT. Why our governments don't wait for the directions of the court to act? That is my first question. Second question, why the authorities, despite knowing the facts of the air pollution, don't act? I was just listening to my friend from Aam Aadmi Party. He said that they have started route rationalization of public transport. Very good work. Why they have waited so long? What I am saying, these things we have been doing for all this while to see a result. Our city has reached to an ICU. Then we are thinking that what
has been
we
an
can
ICU
do.
For many years now.
Yeah, it has been. But during this period, it is in the ICU, and
right.
We are saying that how to survive it. How
but
to make
again,
it
we come to political will as well.
And political will, governments will, enforcement will, multi-departmentals will, coordination, who will do all this, who will guide the SHO that what he is supposed to do when he looks at the air pollution source, there is a garbage burning happening, what
right.
do? You take
and,
a picture.
And if you could tell us a bit about, and the audiences
yeah.
and everybody about, you know, the National Clean Air Program. That is something, we have a draft policy that came out earlier this year. It's still not been finalized.
That is very
and
simple.
And it's a very vague document.
That is, that
it talks about air monitoring more than any concrete actions.
Com-
so we're still discussing.
You just
no
compare.
On it.
Yes,
no
targets.
No targets.
You just
and again, the government is showing it as if it's something they've achieved. No, you've just got a draft here which has no targets and it's a very vague
bait.
Document.
It's
so
all
you tell us a
bit
stuff. About that.
How do you like prepare for an exam if you don't have a target to pass the exam?
Absolutely.
First thing, you need marks. You need targets to achieve that. Here what is happening, you do whatever you want to do and whatever happens, that is the result. So earlier draft mentioned that 35% to 50% reduction target will be set for the non-attainment cities, which are continuously exceeding the standards. But the final document that came for the public discussion, that had no target. So without
right,
target,
so we're
if
still
you don't
not,
set target,
the government has still not set a target.
How
look at how London cleaned up its air.
Yes.
So many decades ago,
Beijing
it set a target. It cleaned up air.
China
Beijing,
did that.
As we're talking about. So Adil, as a spokesperson for the Congress and as somebody from Punjab, you know, again, Punjab, Rajasthan, Haryana, seen as contributors to Delhi's air pollution, to the north air pollution with this farm burning. Why aren't we seeing more happening in Punjab? Why is the state government not doing more?
Well, Gargi, the irony with the Aam Aadmi Party and the BJP is that they're high on rhetoric and low on delivery. As far as Punjab is concerned, let me tell you, there's been a 72% reduction in stubble burning cases. We're a state which has a debt of 2 lakh crore rupees.
72% since when? Well,
since last year. 72%.
I'm not so sure about that.
No, it's a report of the Central Pollution Control Board approved by IIT and other institutions. But let me come to the real issue. Despite the fact that we are under a debt trap, despite the fact that the central government is not giving adequate remuneration in the form of MSP, despite all of this, the farmers are switching over to more green methods of crop disposal. Now, what did we say last
time? We have seen some examples. Yes, I think NDTV has also reported on this, but it's not enough. And again, it's some,
you know, it's important.
Needs a coordination,
you know, since
between
we're discussing
Delhi,
this
Haryana,
issue,
Punjab,
since,
because
since
it's the health of everybody across these states, across Delhi,
we
across
to,
Haryana, Rajasthan,
we
Punjab.
Have to diagnose the problem if we have to find a long-term solution. As far as stubble burning is concerned, it's just about 8%. The real causes of pollution, more than 50% is construction dust, more than 30% is vehicular emission. So this is the major bracket which we have to target. Like the gentleman there said, as far as stubble burning is concerned, there is a solution. And let me tell you what that is. Increase the MSP for farmers, give them a bonus of 200 rupees per quintal, and incentivize and subsidize mechanized methods of crop disposal. You give the central government earmarks about 5,000 crore rupees for the three states of Punjab, Haryana and Western Uttar Pradesh, you have a long-term solution. Mr. Modi spends 5,000 crore rupees on his personal propaganda, but he doesn't have 5,000 crore rupees for better environment. So this shows the priorities of this government.
But I haven't seen the Congress talking about air pollution enough.
Let me tell you, next year
in Delhi,
coming to power,
in Punjab.
I'll answer that. Next year, on coming to power, we're
yes.
going to separate a. We're going to. Well, it's happening. It's happening.
Okay.
Next year, we're going to earmark a corpus of
if
over 50,000
so.
Crore rupees. It's all
answer.
About priorities.
I need to answer, Adil.
It's all as far as stubble burning
so
is concerned.
The Congress
you
will.
Earmark the funds, and we will reduce
let
it.
Let me answer.
We can't force farmers to be a dead part. The farmers are
one thing is very clear.
70 years of commitment.
We don't have.
That's also a fact. But again,
the problem.
Again,
the problem
I think it's
in the past 4 years. If you can spend 5,000 crore
it's
rupees
a bigger issue,
for
yes,
the Chaukidas propaganda, why can't you get 5,000 crore rupees to three states?
Let me just 10 seconds.
Out of which two are yours.
Yes,
you
go
know,
ahead, then I'll bring in.
10 seconds. There is a proposal pending with Punjab government. There's a technology which converts stubble into boards, and they are fire-resistant boards. It has been lying there for I don't know how long, and nothing has been done about it. It's a Canadian technology which has come here. The person is my client, but the government out there is sleeping over it. He
but
says
even the
I
central government then, sir. It's
no,
not just Punjab.
Haryana
may be
the minister had a fantastic solution for crop burning. The Prime Minister on 11th of September 2015 had announced in Punjab that he is going to encourage the farmers to move from paddy to maize, and the byproduct ethanol will be permitted to be produced from maize. Presently, ethanol can only be produced as a byproduct from sugarcane.
So the Prime Minister came up with a fantastic plan 3 years back. He said, you shift to maize, and anyway, paddy is bad for Punjab because the water tables are depleting.
Yes, of course.
Right? That's so he said, you convert to maize, and I will notify maize as also the byproduct is ethanol from maize is permissible. However, unfortunately, the central government has done nothing. I think the sugarcane lobby is very strong because they have monopoly over ethanol right now. Number one. Number two, EPCA was set up by the Supreme Court, where Center for Science and Environment is also involved. 18 years under their watch, and I'm sorry, but they are equally guilty. Under their watch, we have reached that stage, right? So CSE has been part of EPCA.
Yes, but Gargi, every step of the way, there are various lobbies. There might be so real estate lobby, some court. Farmer
they,
lobby,
see,
there
are some court appointed lobby. Committee. They were a court appointed committee. They had the power to go to the court.
Yes,
and there
this is
contempt.
A big problem.
Gargi, there is a contempt of your order. There is a contempt of your order, but they didn't do it.
Can I just
come in?
The complexities of Indian democracy comes into play.
The center has not done enough. They have not given enough money to Punjab and Haryana, but they have given 1200 crores cumulatively to both Punjab and Haryana combined. I want to ask Adil, what has happened with that money? I agree it's not enough, but has that itself been distributed to farmers? That is the
Adil, answer that and then I have to
own state funds, we have earmarked 900 crore rupees.
But
we
the distribution pay, of subsidy
can I just,
has not
can
happened.
Can I just complete, my friend? We pay 15,000 crore rupees as servicing of our debt. Despite that, we earmarked about 900 crore rupees. Environment is an issue which affects us as a country. It is an issue which has interstate ramifications. The primary responsibility is of the central government. But be that as it may, it's a national emergency. We have to collectively work towards a solution. But the problem with this government is that it is just not willing to take the issue on a war footing. Stubble burning is
and
just about
8%.
You're missing the wood for the trees, Gargi.
Issue.
50% is construction dust. 30% is vehicular traffic. I was discussing with this gentleman earlier, why doesn't the central government come up with a method of bypassing the truck traffic from entering Delhi? Why doesn't the central government and the state government do something
about it? But let me get back to you, as a farmer, aap Greater Noida mein aapki khet hai aur aap abhi bhi stubble jalate hain. Abhi aapko kisi tarah ka kuch alternative diya gaya hai?
Dekho, alternative kuch nahi diya. Aapki hum kaafi der se baat sun rahe hain. आप सब इंग्लिश में कर रहे हैं, हमें छोटी मोटी जो भी पल्ले पड़ी है उसे हम बोल देते हैं. सबसे अच्छी बात है ये देश किसान का देश बोलते हैं. अगर आप इस किसान को खत्म कर दोगे तो ये पोल्यूशन भी आएगी, ये सुरक्षा की भी दृष्टि से आप
खत्म करने की बात नहीं.
नहीं, मेरी बात सुनो. अगर आज आप देखो उठा करके नोएडा, आज से पहले क्या नोएडा यही था? यहां तक क्या पराली नहीं जलती थी? तब तो पॉल्यूशन नहीं थे. आप आज कहते हो कि पॉल्यूशन पंजाब से आ गया. किसान से ज्यादा वायुमंडल को कोई सुरक्षित नहीं रख सकता. किसान से ज्यादा इस देश को सुरक्षित कोई नहीं रख सकता. ये तीन चार पार्टियों के लोग यहां पर बैठे हुए हैं. मैं इनसे पूछना चाहता हूं, सभी लोगों से, कि आपकी सबकी सरकारें हैं, कांग्रेस रह चुकी है, भाजपा चल रही है, आम आदमी दिल्ली में बैठी है, क्या आपने जमुना के बारे में, जो यमुना में आज तक गंदे नाले जा रहे हैं, उसके लिए क्या किया है? भाजपा ने इतना बड़ा पैसा खर्च कर दिया, कांग्रेस पहले से खर्चा करती हुई आई है, और आम आदमी पार्टी इंतजार कर रही है कि क्या होगा, क्या हुआ? कुछ नहीं हुआ इस देश का.
यमुना और गंगा का प्रदूषण तो सफाई एक नहीं अलग है. पूरा वो तो अलग शो है.
नहीं, सो नहीं, मैं सो तो नहीं कह रहा. जब आप जल प्रदूषित, वायुमंडल प्रदूषित तो होगा ही होगा. आप नाले के बराबर से अगर निकलकर जाओगे तो हवा क्या उस समय से शुद्ध आएगी? इसी बात है. आप नोएडा में उठाकर देख लो कितने, आप देखो वहां पर कितने वो बिल्डर्स ने मकान बना दिए हैं. अभी कल 3 दिन से वहां पर हाईटेक सिटी के नाम से किसानों की जमीन पर जबरदस्ती कब्जा किया जा रहा है. फसल पकी हुई खड़ी हुई है. आप इसमें देखोगे, इसमें कुछ शब्द ऐसे हैं कि जो मुझे दिखाने में थोड़ी ऐतराज हो रहा है, इसलिए मैं नहीं दिखाना चाहता. आप बताइए, जब इतनी बड़ी बिल्डिंगें बन चुकी तो किसान की फसल क्या 4 दिन नहीं रुक सकती? उस फसल की कटी हुई फसल है. देखो, आप अगर 1 मिनट का आपके पास समय हो,
ठीक
है पवन जी, आप समझ बात, बट देखो मेरी बात सुनो, इसमें यहां बैठने से पॉल्यूशन खत्म नहीं होगा मैडम, मैं गारंटी से कहता हूं. अगर आप यहां बैठ करके पॉल्यूशन इंग्लिश में टॉकिंग करके पॉल्यूशन खत्म नहीं होगा, आपको देश के किसान को, देश के मजदूर को बताना पड़ेगा. सुरक्षा और स्वच्छता, अगर भारत की 2 आंख दे रखी है तो इसका मतलब यह नहीं है स्वच्छ. अगर ये है तो भारत स्वच्छ नहीं है। आप ये बोलते हैं, आप, मैं नोएडा से आता हूं, नोएडा पूरे देश का इस समय भारत दिल्ली को छोड़ दिया जाए तो सबसे टॉप मोस्ट जिला है। वहां के डीएम ऑफिस पर पिछले 5 महीने से हम बैठे हुए हैं, वहां की स्थिति आप जाकर के देख लो। स्वच्छता का अभियान भारत सरकार ने चलाया है, बीजेपी ने चलाया है।
एक बात बताओ,
एक मिनट में बोलना चाहता हूँ, बस एक सेकंड, फिर आप ही बोलते रहना क्योंकि मुझे ज्यादा
नहीं, 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 आप एक बात बताओ,
मैं बस इतना बात बोलना चाहता हूँ, स्वच्छता का अगर अभियान आप चलाना चाहते हैं और आप चार झाड़ू मार करके ये दिखाना चाहते हैं कि हम स्वच्छ कर दिया हमने भारत को, तो वो स्वच्छ।
आई एग्री विद हिम, वी नीड टू ब्रिंग स्वच्छ आल्सो एज अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस वेरी वेरी बिग कैंपेन दैट द गवर्नमेंट इज डूइंग। यस, गो अहेड।
जस्ट टू गिव हिम वन इन्फॉर्मेशन, आपकी जानकारी के लिए एक बात बता रहा हूँ, दिल्ली से
चीज दिखाना चाहता हूँ,
देखूंगा।
हम चला रहे हैं अपने,
ये जो फसल है ये पकी हुई फसल है, आप देख लीजिए अगर 4 दिन में कौन सी ऐसी बिल्डिंग बनकर तैयार खड़ी हो जाएगी कि जिसके कारण हम बिगड़ मकान के रह जाएंगे। ये किसानों की बिल्डिंग फसल को पॉल्यूशन की तरफ है।
एक साइंटिफिक मुद्दा मैं आपको बता रहा हूँ, अभी एक रिसेंटली एक स्टडी हुई है, टेरी ने किया है, उन्होंने ये पाया है कि नोएडा में 40% वायु प्रदूषण दिल्ली के द्वारा आता है। तो मैं ये मुद्दा इसलिए कह रहा हूं कि हर सिटी को जिम्मेदार होने की जरूरत है। हम ये नहीं कह सकते कि हम अपना काम कर रहे हैं और आप अपना काम ना करें, नोएडा से भी कहीं जा रहा है। तो हमारा वक्तव्य यही है कि हम सारे लोगों का, हिंदी बोले या अंग्रेजी बोले या कोई भी भाषा बोले, पॉल्यूशन कंट्रोल जो है हर शहर में होना चाहिए और
ऑटोमोबाइल इंडस्ट्री आई फील नीड टू बी पुल्ड अप एंड वी नीड टू टेक स्ट्रिंजेंट स्टेप्स अगेंस्ट डीजल कार्स। पवन जी, अब हम और भी लोगों को
इतना कहना चाहता हूं, वहां पर जवान भी जिंदा रह जाएगा, किसान भी। आने वाले समय में अगर किसान खत्म हो गया ना तो देश की सुरक्षा नहीं होगी।
कोई खत्म नहीं कर रहा किसान को, और लोगों को भी बोलने दीजिए। यस, गो अहेड।
कोई खत्म नहीं हो रहा। टीचर फ्रॉम पेटलवर्ल्ड स्कूल, आई रियली वांट टू नो, एक्चुअली वी यूज्ड टू वेट फॉर our winter break, our autumn break, but nowadays students are waiting for pollution break. So I want to know what is the best way to encourage my students for no, say no to crackers.
Dr.
Sibu? I think before I answer your question, I want to, Pavan ji, aapne bilkul sahi kaha, Gandhi ji ne bola tha, Bharat 6.5 lakh gaon hain. और इस बात को हम भूल नहीं सकते क्योंकि हमने AQI इंग्लिश में बात कर रहे हैं, AQI का किसी को पता नहीं AQI क्या है। सो अवेयरनेस जो है, चाहे वो इंग्लिश स्पीकिंग हो चाहे हिंदी स्पीकिंग हो, अवेयरनेस है ही नहीं प्रदूषण के बारे में इस मुल्क में, अनफॉर्चुनेटली। दैट इज द इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग, एंड एज अ टीचर इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर यू टू बी एबल टू इंस्टिल दिस नॉलेज इन देम एज लिटिल चिल्ड्रन ऑन व्हाट इज इट दैट दे कैन डू। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, यू नो, लिसनिंग टू व्हेन समवन टेल्स देम इट्स नॉट राइट टू गो आउट एंड प्ले, इट्स हार्ड फॉर अ 4-year-old और अ 6-year-old, एंड एज अ पीडियाट्रिशियन इट्स वेरी हार्ड टू गिव दैट एडवाइस, डोंट गो आउट एंड प्ले, बट यू हैव टू डू दैट बिकॉज इट्स इन देयर इंटरेस्ट। The second thing, whether it's about crackers or it's about other pollutants, you will perhaps have to do role play with them. It is really unfortunate, but in kindergarten, we're going to have to start teaching children about protecting their lungs.
And I think she's talking about the children in Delhi now looking forward to pollution breaks. That's just tragic. Listen. But time for us to take a break. We'll continue after this short break and get in more questions from the audience about this issue. Welcome back. You're watching We the People and we're discussing India's air emergency, asking why are people not more angry about this situation? It's a health crisis, remember, and tomorrow the WHO is going to come out with data which will actually tell us the impact air pollution is having on children. It's affecting their brains. 90% of the children across the world are breathing toxic air. Well, let's get some more opinions and questions from the audience here.
मेरा क्वेश्चन आपसे है सर कि हर काम को सुप्रीम कोर्ट को करना पड़ रहा है लेकिन कोई भी राजनीतिक पार्टी इस पे कोई कदम नहीं उठा रही है।
All right, well, that's an opinion. I'll just come to you. Let's get some more opinions here.
I think Diwali is a festival of joy and not pollution. So if crackers are responsible for pollution, then if not now, then definitely perhaps 2 years later we have to ban it. So why
to
force
it? I don't think we have time for 2 years. I think we'll have to ban it. Now, how many people are going to be bursting crackers this Diwali? Can you raise your hands? So nobody here? Are you raising your hand for a question? आपको पूछना है आप crackers burst करेंगे इस दिवाली? Okay, go ahead, ask a question.
My question is for everybody here. I'm Akansha from Maharaja Agrasen.
we are talking about air pollution every year and about banning the crackers and processing of crackers, but is it really the solution? We are using transport, we are using AC. We have to take something further. We have to take, not just as a political party, but as a people, not a Bajpa, not think like being a BJP or an APA party. Just think like being a citizen of a country you are living. You are also breathing the same air. So you have to take the steps further. You have to take...
All right, Saurabh, what do you think about that? Everybody taking responsibility. Stop blaming each other. Let's stop this blame game. And the public needs to also take responsibility.
Well, I mean, look, the AKI question was very eye-opening for me, actually. The fact that nobody here raised their hand and said they knew what AQI was disturbing.
Yes, I think people have to
rise up. They have to rise up and understand that this is a people issue. But I think, having heard some of the political parties here, it is exactly how it has always been. Right? There is no answer. There is no solution. Somebody says we'll bring 50,000 crores to the center if we win and we come to it. There's nothing from the Prime Minister. Why is clean air not part of Swachh Bharat? Why is he not? He is a strong leader. If he is, he should take this matter up and solve it, because it needs somebody like him to stand up and do it. And if it's the Congress, let Mr. Gandhi stand up and say that he will sort it. But there is no, I think there is no awareness
it's
amongst the political
party.
Passing
the buck constantly, isn't it?
It is disturbing, frankly.
I think, you know, we've heard everyone here, and everybody is disappointed. Everybody is really sad and finds a great degree of frustration. I think the solution is, this requires national action.
Yeah.
Okay. So Punjab Absolutely. Has a problem, different government. Delhi has a problem, different government, different municipal authorities. Different authorities. We have the center. I think what is needed is a multi-party discussion with one single agenda. How are we going to provide clean air? Now, this is a debate that must take place in Parliament. It must take place everywhere. And I think the Supreme Court has been really proactive. And I think everyone just goes on knocking on the Honorable Supreme Court, because that's where people believe...
I think the Supreme Court is the only one who's taking any action on this.
People believe that there will be action. But I think the time has now come for everyone, all the parties. There should be a multi-party discussion on this. It's not happened.
I agree with you. Yes, let's get some more opinion. Yes.
I have the question to all the panelists. I am from student of Delhi University, and I have the question that pollution is the issue throughout the year. Mm. But whether there is a during Diwali, we are just debating about what's exactly going on for the pollution. But we know that the smoking the cigarette, burning the plastic, is it throughout the year? Why we
all right.
Why we don't
there, yes, I think,
To the audience here, I think air pollution is the most severe in the months of September, October, and then February, March, April. Because then you get the combined impact of ground level ozone and PM2.5, which is a lot more dangerous and
all
toxic
right.
than just PM2.5.
All right, we're completely out of time now, yes.
Okay, you know, I want to word. End on a positive note. I see this as a tremendous political opportunity for all of you guys, that are the politicos that are here with me or not with me. I see this as a tremendous opportunity for voters to exercise their vote in a responsible
well,
way.
Well, let's hope so. And I think we all need to create more awareness.
And
the media also need to create more awareness.
Thing.
All of you need to speak more about it. And I'll hope that we'll see more political parties speaking about this. Well, we're completely out of time. Thank you so much for watching. And I hope you've learned something from this show and won't be bursting crackers this Diwali.